We may be seeing quite a few car makers and tech companies rolling out self-driving cars by 2020 or 2021, but meanwhile, Uber is rolling out a small fleet of self-driving Volvo SUVs later this month in Pittsburgh. TheNextWeb.com says they'll still have a driver supervising from behind the wheel. The cars will be assigned at random, and here's the cool part, rides in them will be free for the time being. Uber will be staffing them with a co-pilot of sorts to take note of how everything's working. Uber's had a $300 million deal with Volvo to build fully autonomous cars and apparently has been working on its own global mapping system, so they won't have to rely on Google for navigation. Facebook is looking to go after Steam, or at least claw back some of the revenue it's lost since casual gaming moved to mobile. According to TechCrunch.com, the social media giant announced it was working with game engine Unity to build a dedicated downloadable desktop gaming system in addition to broadening the Facebook.com experience for gamers. It's thought the desktop app will support both casual games and more hardcore games. Of course, Oculus was a big and pricey step back into gaming for Facebook, but the bulk of us still stare at screens as opposed to strapping on headsets for hours at a time, at least at this point. I'm Clark Reed.